May peace and blessings be with you, dear heart dwellers, and may joy fill your heart today. Mother Claire began, Jesus, I am here. Lord, I miss seeing your holy face. I love to work with you. Please, can I? Not yet, beloved. We still have a ways to go, but soon, very soon. Continue in your discipline of putting others first, my love, and you will resemble me more and more. There is much glory I wish to impart to you, but first you must continue to die to yourself. Every day I send new challenges. Look for them, Claire. They are your ticket to higher things, but always in the context of the needs of others. Thank you, Lord. I know that I need this, and I want this with all my little heart. I remember how the monks began to be called country gentlemen. I do not want that kind of isolation. I want to be more like you, but is that my destiny? My dear one, much is accomplished by hard work every day to overcome yourself. I have begun you in a quiet way, but that will not always be your manner of serving. There will be times when a firm hand is needed, and I will give you the boldness and confidence to do just that, but with an underlying current of true, deep, brotherly love. Many shall return to me in that day, but for now, you are still learning about authentic love and how to measure your words. Put those doubts and fears away. I have called many out of the institution, but they were not secure enough in me to withdraw. Now they are faced with many heresies as Satan goes about dissembling my church. Put your cares away on this. All will be resolved in my good timing. Lord, what is on your heart? You must be more careful in your discernment, my love, for they are targeting that now. For now it is good, but they will try to introduce error. Stay on your toes. Whatever happened to your desire to study the scriptures? I thought I didn't have time. On the contrary, this will enrich and challenge you to grow. I would like that very much. Lord, which online version would you recommend? Liberty School of Evangelism. Okay, I found it. And right away you started judging. This is your weakest point, beloved. It is the most open door to the demons that you have. Get rid of that, and you will close many doors. Wow, there is such a school. I surprised you, didn't I? You sure did. See, you can hear names directly from me. That should bolster your confidence. It does, Lord. Are you serious? More than you know. What about time? Make time. This will be a tremendous blessing for you and for the community. Wow, this seems like way out there in left field, Lord. It will be a tremendous source of blessing. Okay, I will do this. How many of us clearly hear Jesus give us a directive? And we decide not to follow it because it sounds too far out. It's not really from the Lord, or we drag our feet thinking we didn't hear him correctly. I am so guilty of the latter, having a tendency to do things on my timetable and not on his. We know from Scripture that God tends to bless those who will respond to his guidance promptly and who will use the resources they have according to His purposes. Let us all take heart, dear family, the words in Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Amen.